שלום, אנחנו לומדים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 4.
We're reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, article, the freedom in spiritual life take after the individual.
What we need to do is to note what's the difference between the society and the individual, meaning the society and the ten. And there are many that cannot be connected amongst them or to unite in a certain way, to come to connection, unity, to attend in any possible way. They don't have that drive. Some inner force that's drawing them to recognize the essence, the purpose, the source of life. They just want to feel good, to live good. Also our friends who are not capable, who are with us, we can say, and they fell, so they fall into them and become part of the general. There are many forms of the societal life, which is for the leaning towards the many and following that rule there. And we will have to enter into that and to scrutinize exactly.
In that
line, as opposed to the circle, where take after the individual or after the collective. Because it's from the Keter to the Malchut, to the Malchut to the Keter, depending on the degree of coarseness in the desire, the restriction in the masach above the desire, and according to that, the ochozer, where the degree of coarseness of aviyut with the masach, creating the returning ochozer accordingly, becomes the tzvira that we're looking for. And this is how we can see that we are building already spiritual pertsufim. Well, and being round and being a line, we learned in Tas, second part, and we will talk much more about that too. Yes. Yes, Oren.
In the morning, you explained something about Or Chozer and the center of the ten. Can you?
Yes. There's so much, I don't know where to start. We want to connect between us without paying attention to all the differences, but rather the main thing is that we are aimed towards the same only common goal, inclined towards this common work. We begin to feel ourselves building the field between us. That's called a field that the Creator has blessed. As between us, there is a certain area, a field that we feel between us as embroidered from our forces that are drawn to one another. And in this field, we don't yet feel anything except for our efforts to somewhat feel it, build it. But to the extent in which we exert effort, we begin to feel in this area that a new force is operating. And this force is the Or Chozer, the returning light, which we establish above our desire. As to the extent that each of us rejects his personal ego and are drawn above that personal ego. By that we build our common O Chozer between us. And it, which builds that field between us, that space between us, discovers the ability to reveal the force of bestowal, the force of connection, the force of love, which is the Creator. That's how we reveal it. I gave another example, I think, that it's like I want to look through a window, and this window is very matted, like matte, not clear. You can't see through it to anything. The moment I can deal with my will to receive and think of connection towards the benefit of the ten, towards the purpose of creation, by that I create the Ol Chozer, and that Ol Chozer operating makes that mated piece of glass on the window to transparent, and I see on the other side of it the Creator. Also, not a face, a parzuf, God forbid, but the qualities I begin to recognize. But actually, I don't recognize the Creator. It's actually building Him. You made me, as it's written. I stabilize Him from my desires to bestow. Well, that's for the time being. Yes. Let's continue.
The freedom, title, and spiritual life take after the individual. It turns out that as far as spiritual life is concerned, there is no natural obligation on the individual to abide by society in any way. To take away his freedom, that it's something that's done forcefully. But we have already explained that this is a natural law, that because Providence forced each of us to live a social life, it is found that each and every individual is enslaved. He must keep the well-being of society. And this can only be done by following the individual and the opinion of...
Meaning this is towards the society.
Thus you see that therefore you can take away the freedoms of the individual and enslave him therefore. And it is clear to you that all those matters that do not directly have to do with the corporeal life of society, the many cannot take away the freedom of the individual in any way. And if they will do that, then they're robbers and so on, that prefer force to justice and so on. Because here, Providence does not obligate the individual to subjugate himself to the desire of the many.
Meaning in our debts towards the society, our obligations, it's not divided to the individual and the collective and anyone. You could be the greatest Kabbalist or some... Everyone towards the society has to observe the laws of the society, which are obligated to the peace and the well-being of the society. That's called to... take after the collective.
In spiritual life, take after the individual.
Also, and everything, understand, that's what the upper providence demands.
It turns out that as far as spiritual life is concerned, there is no natural obligation on the individual to abide by society in any way. On the contrary, here applies a natural law over the collective to subjugate itself to the individual, and it is clarified in the article, The Peace, that there are two ways by which Providence has enveloped and surrounded us to bring us to the end, a path of suffering, which develops us in this manner unconsciously, and a path of Torah, and wisdom, which consciously develops us in this manner without any agony or coercion.
This speaks towards those with a point in the heart or towards everyone? Or half-half? Those who have a point in the heart, like this, and those who don't have a point in the heart, another way. Read it again, please.
Again, in spiritual life, take after the individual. It turns out that as far as spiritual life is concerned, there is no natural obligation on the individual to abide by society in any way. On the contrary, here applies a natural law over the collective to subjugate itself to the individual. And it is clarified in the article, The Peace, that there are two ways by which Providence has enveloped and surrounded us to bring us to the end. A, path of suffering, which develops us in this manner unconsciously, and a path of Torah and wisdom, which consciously develops us in this manner without any agony or coercion. Since the more developed in the generation is certainly the individual, it follows that when the public wants to relieve themselves of the terrible agony and assume conscious and voluntary development, which is the path of Torah, they have no choice but to subjugate themselves and their physical freedom to the discipline of the individual and obey the orders and remedies that he will offer them. Thus you see that in spiritual matters, the authority of the collective is overturned and the law of taking after the individual is applied. That is, the developed individual, for it is plain to see that the developed and the educated in every society are always a very small minority. It follows that the success and spiritual well-being of society is bottled and sealed in the hands of the minority. Therefore, the collective is obligated to meticulously guard all the views of the few, so they will not perish from the world. This is because they must know for certain, in complete confidence, that the truer and more developed views are never in the hands of the collective in authority, but in the hands of the weakest. That is, in the hands of the indistinguishable minority. This is because every wisdom and every precious comes into the world in small quantities. Therefore, we are continued to preserve the views of all the individuals due to the collective's inability to sort them out.
Questions? Both towards the collective, towards the individual, the society life, corporeal, spiritual life, everything. Yes.
How is the life of society and the life of the individual interconnected so that these laws complete and don't stand in each other's way?
I don't understand how they would bother. Just like an individual is not allowed to enter social, spiritual life, also the society is not allowed to enter into one's spiritual life of the society. Let's say You do some government that cares for the corporeal lives. So you have the different offices that care for our life. What do they need? They need to supply services for us. What does the government need to do? The fact that they take on themselves forces and celebrate at our expense. But what is a government? The role of a government is to supply us with life. That's it. To make sure that there'll be no floods, that there'll be no accidents, there'll be health. That's what a government is supposed to do. Yes? That's the corporeal life. So how do these laws need to be decided in leaning against after the collective and taking after them? There should be no argument on that. Now, relative to spiritual life, of course it's not the collective that decides, but the individuals, because they understand, they feel, they're connected to the source of life. And therefore, they need to decide on these things. If we were to understand what needs to be done, then there also needs to be, in the government, such a group of Kabbalists who define the spiritual development of the collective. And then you'll have a line in a circle, and they will both work in a mutual way. Yes? That's it?
When he says that the wisdom is something that the weak possess, what does he mean? Spirituality? What kind of wisdom?
Of course, spirituality, not corporality. Corporality is... I wouldn't say that it's out of the weak ones. The corporeal wisdom is in everyone. No, millions learn all these wisdoms. The main thing is the wisdom of life. That's the wisdom of Kabbalah. Who was there? Yes?
How is it possible to keep the opinion of the individuals and scrutinize the opinions and bring them out?
They don't need to be brought out. For what?
Aren't these supposed to be the opinions that lead the spiritual life?
Those individuals, meaning the Kabbalists, need to connect to them, the collective, slowly, slowly, in such a way that they teach the collective how to approach following, thinking after the collective in the right way.
How to keep the opinions of all the individuals?
No, the collective can't do that. It just needs to obey what the Kabbalists say about spiritual development. He can't get mixed in that. But the Kabbalists themselves also don't need to get involved in the corporeal lives. Okay? These are things that... Certainly there will be many other problems here, but altogether...
It isn't clear. The collective has no need for spiritual development. What would they listen to Kabbalists?
No, they don't need to listen or to know that it can't come to a state in which it agrees with this. It doesn't have the ability to examine and, we could say, justify the Kabbalists, but rather he understands that they're great, and he subjugates under their matters of education.
In his eyes, they're not great. There's someone who says he's a Kabbalist, someone who says something else.
No, don't bring me such questions or difficulties. We're talking about laws. How will you define them from our shattered state? That I don't know. But that's what should be. That's it. You could say, where is this general folks that are going to go and accept it? They will. That doesn't depend on us. If we begin to arrange things, you'll see how that will work out. You could say, how will it work out from the heavens? It will work out. Okay. Let's go.
Criticism brings success. Lack of criticism causes decadence. We must further add that reality presents to our eyes extreme oppositeness between physical matters and concepts and ideas regarding the above topic. For the matter of social unity, which can be the source of every joy and success, applies particularly to bodies and bodily matters in people, and the separation between them is the source of every calamity and misfortune. But with concepts and ideas, it is the complete opposite. Unity and lack of criticism are deemed the source of every failure and hindrance to all the progress and intellectual fertilization. This is because drawing the right conclusions depends particularly on increasing disagreements and separation between views. The more contradictions there are between views and the more criticism there is, the more the knowledge and wisdom increase and matters become more suitable for examination and clarification. The degeneration and failure of intelligence stem only from the lack of criticism and disagreement. Thus, evidently, the whole basis of physical success is the measure of unity of the society, and the basis for the success of intelligence and knowledge is the separation and disagreement among them. It turns out that when humankind achieves its goal with respect to the success of the bodies by bringing them to the degree of complete love of others, all the bodies in the world will unite into a single body and a single heart, as written in the article, The Peace. Only then will all the happiness intended for humanity become revealed in all its glory. But against that, we must be watchful not to bring the views of people so close that disagreement and criticism among the wisdom and scholarly might be terminated. For the love of the body naturally brings with it proximity of views. And should criticism and disagreement vanish, all progress in concepts and ideas will cease as well, and the source of knowledge in the world will dry out. This is proof of the obligation to caution without the freedom of the individual regarding concepts and ideas, for the whole development of the wisdom and knowledge is based on that freedom of the individual. Thus, we are cautioned to preserve it very carefully in a manner that each and every form within us, which we call individual, that is, the particular force of a single person, generally named the will to receive.
Okay. I don't feel that the people grasp it. Do you want to read it again? So why are you kind of shy? It's not the shy one that learns.
Again, title, criticism brings success. Lack of criticism causes decadence. We must further add that reality presents to our eyes extreme oppositeness between physical matters and concepts and ideas regarding the above topic. For the matter of social unity, which can be the source of every joy and success, applies particularly to bodies and bodily matters in people. And the separation between them is the source of every calamity and misfortune. But with concepts and ideas, it is the complete opposite. Unity and lack of criticism are deemed the source of every failure and hindrance to all the progress and intellectual fertilization. This is because drawing the right conclusions depends particularly on increasing disagreements and separation between views. The more contradictions there are between views and the more criticism there is, the more the knowledge and wisdom increase, and matters become more suitable for examination and clarification. The degeneration and failure of intelligence stem only from the lack of criticism and disagreement. Thus, evidently, the whole basis of physical success is the measure of unity of the society, and the basis for the success of intelligence and knowledge is the separation and disagreement among them. It turns out that when humankind achieves its goal with respect to the success of the bodies by bringing them to the degree of complete love of others, all the bodies in the world will unite into a single body and a single heart, as written in the article, The Peace. Only then will all the happiness intended for humanity become revealed in all its glory. But against that, we must be watchful not to bring the views of people so close that disagreement and criticism among the wise and scholarly might be terminated. For the love of the body naturally brings with it proximity of views. And should criticism and disagreement vanish, all progress and concepts and ideas will cease as well, and the source of knowledge in the world will dry out. This is the proof of the obligation to caution with the freedom of the individual regarding concepts and ideas, for the whole development of the wisdom and knowledge is based on that freedom of the individual. Thus, we're cautioned to preserve it very carefully in a manner that each and every form within us, which we call individual, that is, the particular force of a single person, generally named the will to receive.
We have a good example from the Gemarot in the Talmud. There are all kinds of couplings that are in dispute all the time. This and that, him and him, they were great friends, great Kabbalists. They understood very well each other. How did they sustain that dispute? One says something, the other one says the opposite. But it was like that. True examples that are very difficult for us to imagine. But that's how it was. They truly constantly learned together. They wrote the Gemara together. They taught students. And there were, this one says this, the other one says the opposite. That's how it is. Therefore, the whole study of the Talmud is in pro and con, for and against, in that dispute. And out of that, the wisdom rises. That's what we're missing, actually. We'll see how the next generations will do this.
Yes. My own question.
You have questions?
Just one. From what we've just learned, how are we supposed to look at our work here, at what we do in the town, at the lessons, at everything?
Listen, Uri, I don't know. We need to learn from this. And each and every one needs to establish those councils in his tent. In the life, the corporeal life of the ten, and the spiritual life as well.
Can you explain a bit?
Let's say in the materialistic life of the ten, we, Bnei Baruch, need to make sure that all our friends will have a workplace, well-being in the family, health, education for their children, all those corporeal things that everyone will have in such a way that the society in general needs to define what is that level that they want more or less for there to be for everyone. And in that, we need to make sure that no one, it's impossible that it will be, go lower than a certain level. And to try to stabilize the level of the society to the sun, a certain extent that enables from corporeal life to be able to engage in spirituality. That's on one hand. On the other hand, we have to also give room for corporeal and spiritual life there. And there, the limits, the heavens. There's no tendency for everyone to be some certain standard, a certain level of life, but rather the end of correction. Hence, each in that needs to try to be greater than everyone. Yes?
So, in regard to spirituality and corporeality, where is the, how did he put it? The pros and cons are
relative to the corporeal lives. You need to define some kind of committee. I don't know if there is or not. I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm not belonging to those things. Some committee that will make sure that the society has a certain level of life that, you know, upstands the normal life of and way of life, and if not, to somehow support and maybe or something like that. That's on corporeal level. On spirituality, there also needs to be a spiritual committee that needs to make sure that everyone is truly jumping every single moment higher and higher and higher.
Everyone will agree with everything you say, but where could there be disputes here in order for there to be work?
The dispute is that I need to be higher than you in spirituality and to be equal with you in corporeality.
You're talking about the friends when you say I.
Yes?
What does it mean to be higher than the friends?
In order to bring them an example, if you're asking why would I be that way? If you're asking about what's my inner motivation? So it's in order to bring them an example, in order to draw them forward.
Yeah, but we all the time learn that we have to see that the friends are great. Now you're saying that I have to show that I'm great?
If you want to see them as great, show them that you're greater than them. Yes? Otherwise, how?
And this will cause disputes?
No, this will bring forth advancement. The dispute is good because it evokes, awakens advancement. The dispute is not the goal, it's a means.
We have to awaken the dispute?
Of course.
So by showing that I'm great, this will bring disputes, and this is our way of work.
Yes, the dispute amongst wise, the sages, will multiply the wisdom.
So I have to show them that in spirituality I'm great. Corporeality doesn't matter.
Yes, that's the matter. There's plenty of that. We're not worried about that. We're concerned with spirituality. In spirituality, I come here, I see everyone, one is higher than the other. And I am something below. You can't even see me.
Exactly, but how do I show that I'm great in this regard?
First of all, this stimulates me to start rising, to hold on to them and rise with them and to somehow attribute myself to them and to adhere to them, on one hand. On the other hand, I need to learn from them how they're showing one another their greatness in order to awaken in each and every one envy, lust, and honor. So I too need to do, even though I'm small. Who knows that I'm small? What do you know?
Who knows that I'm small?
Yes, but they don't know. That's between us, yes? Only me and you. So you need to show them that you're even greater than them.
But to say the truth,
it's part of the of a role. Don't tell me, but. There's no but. We need to observe rules so that through these rules we will advance towards the goal. That's it. What is there here? You're being told about the laws of nature. And you, for some reason, are saying, no, I don't want to observe them. You don't want, then the opposite law will operate on you.
No.
Well,
I'll tell you. Today, when I see that someone's acting that as though they're showing me that how great they are, I feel myself even smaller. You know, there's no dispute. They're right. I'm wrong. That's it. No dispute.
Why?
More convenient to me.
Don't you feel like exerting to at least be like them?
I have a feeling like there's this great gap open between us. You're great. I'm far from that.
So you despair for a few moments, and then nevertheless you can find the forces to advance. To at least be in their society and receive some of their light, so it will be a surrounding for you.
So, where's the dispute then?
Don't think about the dispute. Where do you have? I'm hearing for you just one word, dispute. Who are you that you're now evoking, awakening disputes? You think how to envy the friends and to want to be great like them. That you're not hearing. That you're not hearing. Something comes in your head, and you can't take it out.
So the rest will come from above?
I don't know about the rest. For me, the rest doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. Only one thing exists. I want to look at them, to see them as great. That disconnects me, that does something to me inside, on the outside, I don't know what. But eventually, I will want to be like them. That's what I want now. That's it. What dispute can I awaken amongst them if I'm like that? Yes, Leo.
It's a bit unclear. Saying that I want to be like them through envy, and Bala Sulam says to the contrary that you have to keep your individual. You have to keep your individualism. I have to keep who I am.
Like them is not to be them. It's to be me and the degree of them at least. More?
It's very interesting the way he puts it. Therefore, when mankind will reach its goal, then we will have corporeal success, meaning reaching the complete degree of love of others, that then all the bodies shall join into one man as one heart, as it says in the piece, that only then will all the good will be revealed to mankind. And then we have to be careful that the opinions of mankind will not come so close as to bring them to separation.
These are the two lines, and there's the middle line in between.
They're the bodies that connect, and they're the opinions that...
What is the bodies that will connect? Leave. About those high things, don't think. Think about something that belongs to you now. That's it. the desires will never connect. Even when we call it one heart is considered our intentions that are seemingly connected as one intention. But also, Ol Chozer does not become one Ol Chozer because it comes from many different desires.
So how does all this connection between our body's desires happen?
Above all the differences, and therefore it becomes 620 times, because the individualism, the personality of each of them remains, and above that there are connections. Love covers all transgressions, and therefore it's 620 times greater, the kli, the power of the kli, than that which it was prior to the shattering.
And our opinions, what?
Also, they must be contradictive, but above them we connect together to one goal.
And what are these opinions? What is man's opinion that always remains personal?
Opposites to the other.
Spiritually.
Opposite to the other. Of course, spiritual. You see that it's white and I see it as blue.
We look at the same thing?
Yes, and each sees from the root of his soul and sees it differently. And no one can be in place of the other. But specifically in us being connected above reason between us and connected to him, to the source of this difference, we attain him. Specifically from that difference.
So my black and your white will always be more and more conspicuous?
Of course, in the latter degrees, that's how it will be. Yeah.
So, Rav, on to two Kabbalists, or nine people, annulled themselves to Rabbi Shimon, who was like their superior. Not that I understand something, but is there annulment there? Rav, there is annulment in terms of the method, but no annulment in terms of each of them as if making a zero out of himself. No. A person has to say, out of my desire for my corrections, I see that this is red. The other person will say, I have corrected myself, I did what I had to do, and I see that it is green. Yeah. Chaim, the story says that he wanted to reach the degree of the of his superior. Did he see the same degree as his superior after 40 days?
Wait, I'll fast for 40 days and then I'll tell you.
But he wanted to reach his degree.
Wait 40 days. Why don't you do this yourself and then tell us? You're talking about such things that are... they're truly childish. Yes.
I just wanted to say that in 40 days, we have the Congress.
In 40 days? You don't feel some kind of trembling, some that we're not ready at all? You? What? He doesn't even have a microphone.
Yeah,
yes, I'm trembling.
So what do you think?
So well,
that Rav Lightman will go on stage and from morning till evening, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, that's it?
Altogether, I can talk about the content team. You can see that there's a little bit of worrisome situation that we're not used to. We're happy about it because we saw in previous conventions that this is the source for rich advancement. And
oh, okay. Suppose something happens to me.
God forbid.
Ah, God forbid. Don't worry. What's plan B? What are you going to do? Suppose I got sick.
We will do a workshop about what we're doing.
Actually, all our workshops are all our lessons are workshops. Well, think about it, really. Who knows? If thousands of people come, you have to be ready for anything. Yes, Leo. He already prepared something.
I am really concerned, but more than the preparation for the convention, the question is, well, that's God forbid, really. If you're not in the convention, it's less interesting. What's interesting is how we're going to bring ourselves mostly ready for the convention. Then we're coming that we have to come there spiritually and have to arrange ourselves. We'll be helped and we'll get along without you. The question is how we're preparing ourselves for the Congress. What's happening in these next 40 days? That's what we need to talk about from ourselves.
But I
yes,
heard,
that's what I think.
But I heard that you have different teams that are working, preparation.
Things are happening, but they could happen much more.
So make sure that they'll happen much more. I'm not getting into this.
There's just one thing that we have to talk with you in the preparation is what happens during the lesson, because the most meaningful platform for all of us in preparing ourselves to the Congress is the morning lesson. There's many other things that we can do, but the lesson is the most meaningful place. And I'll say it this way, at least the people that are less close to us, I think that it's important that as much as possible in the lesson to talk in practice about the convention, to connect everything to the Congress, so we'll create a certain...
Master, wake these things up, warm us up, and we'll do it. Not only you, others too. This one thing. Another thing is we have to think, how do we allow more women to participate?
That's 100% correct.
I see that Oren and Gilad and you and everyone, all those that in the past I thought that you were so... I don't know how to put it, religious or how to say. Well, I think the old-fashioned, that you're starting to talk in a direction that... So we have to think how to do it. Not only in regard to, you know, how to arrange the sitting in the hall, but and in general, we're making the entire Congress. It's not really mixed, but still, as much as possible, to make it both mixed and also that it won't stand in our way, that it won't confuse us with the different issues between the sexes. You have to think.
I'm going back again to the matter of the preparation and the lesson. First of all, I understand that you're going overseas tomorrow or someone very close.
It's for a week. It's not that bad.
No, let's talk about this week. During this week, how...
I hope that I'll give the morning lesson.
All of it? 3 hours or 2.5 hours? Or?
Actually, I can. Should we? Should I?
Of course it is.
No, don't just say of course. But to allow you, all of you, to discuss the Congress seriously so that everyone will be a part of it. Every time, have a lesson about how to do it, how to do the different things, lessons, hour after hour, what do you do? I think that for you, it's good to be engaged in it a bit, but for me, it's not a problem. If you need to, then I can give the entire 3 hours. This one thing. Another thing is that... But again, it seems to me that it's better to do it in this direction. In short, from this point and on, think about how to make the Congress more integrated. Not to really integrate men and women, not to mix them, but so that the separation between them will be less felt. That it's like, it's as if it does not exist, but that actually it does. And maybe there's room for women to tell a bit more. Is there a women's congress, something like that? Some kind of a connection between them?
There's on Sunday, maybe Gilad wants to add. I know on Sunday there's an event.
What Sunday?
Uh-huh. We're going out to the desert Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday evening. That's not close yet. I want, even before that, what Oren said this morning is something very broad, that we didn't really do a broad discussion in the society.
That's why I'm saying that we should.
I'll give several examples. There's a big difference between sitting and studying together a test study lesson with women than making it more encouraging and supportive with the women. I'll give an example. In the last Unity evening that we had, it was a Unity evening where there was thought also about women. So there was a woman who stood up on the stage and did testimonial together with her husband, and there were other sorts of things. In the end, every woman who came even got a flower. It made the Unity evening here, little things, two small little changes that made this Unity evening different than it ever was before. Now, you can't ignore the fact that also in the last year, there's a certain trend. There's the Israeli woman newspaper. There's a new organization of women. There's a very strong organization of women and all kinds of things that are happening. It's something, not something that you can ignore. And I think that most of our audience being women also, you have to give a different attitude, not for us to think. We have to think together with the women organization how to cause every woman to feel better, more connected, more at home, and all that. That's a big difference than, oh, let's sit now and mix together and studying test together. That won't be. But that can be, and it needs to be. That's the difference. Now, as an example to the name, at first we thought we're coming back from the desert. We're talking about Sunday before the Congress. We're going back to that. So we thought that the Friday, Saturday, the men are together in the desert, the women will be here or in the different centers all over the country and in the world, whoever doesn't come here. And then we said, there's Monday and Tuesday preparations. What are we doing on Sunday? Experience shows us that you're always walking around here and you're seeing many, many women from the world. Let's do a lesson. Or they turn to you and they ask for a lesson. Why? Because they don't have what to do. They're Sunday here and they have nothing to do. So we said, instead of waiting again for it to happen spontaneously, let's plan it and do it. Not a lesson. No, Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Monday we're preparing. It's the preparation.
Sunday is the 23rd of February. So we said, let's do an event, a certain assembly of women, where, let's say, there will be a lesson with a Yeshivat Chaverot and something like that, and that will be organized in advance. And then all kinds of opinions on the topic began. In the end, from what I know so far, it's not closed yet, this matter. So we said we should maximally do a small lesson of 2 hours. We can, that might be a solution too. But we didn't give it thought from the need of women and...
I don't know why you're immediately pushing to have a lesson for Rav to come and for women to sit and have a lesson. This is the only thing that you have in your fantasies. I don't see it as some kind of a... They're on our lessons. I see according to their questions. Why will another lesson solve the problem? You're selling me at every street corner.
Rav, it always happens because women from the worldly come. They never have an opportunity to ask you.
That's something else. Then I'll have a talk with them. That's something else. I'll do it. But what I'm asking for is stop making me a cork to stuff any hole with, to fill every hole with.
Okay, let's do this. We have a women organization. They have many ideas. Many of the ideas that you had were not accepted. Let's enter on Sunday. We'll do the whole management of the convention. We'll invite the women organization. Let's hear their ideas to advance this matter instead of us deciding here. Now, if we're willing, please, many ideas will come that we'll be able to raise.
Okay.
Not
in a way that I present to them, but
I'm asking about how to make the Congress warmer for them so there won't be like a partition, a feeling of a partition between men and women. And really there is, and there will be. We came to integrate men with men, women with women, but still, that there won't be rejection. I have to think. All right. What, Roy? Nothing.
I'm also holding this opinion that in the week that you're not going to be here, in the last hour we will find topics to discuss and put the whole world clear into this matter of the convention. And for each to feel himself as a part of it, I'm sure that when you come back, you'll receive a specific plea that we'll be able to learn towards it the lessons of the convention in a better way.
Okay.
Tov. Namshich.
So, let's continue. Or you want to do something else? There aren't enough people in order to continue with the book.
It's not some question or complaint, but inner support. Today, after we read the book, we had a workshop about the convention. And several of the friends, it was very difficult for us to make that transition in their head and in our heart.
Excellent.
And we actually understand that we have to use all these events that are happening specifically for creating an inner force that will lead us to a more prayer.
The hardship is because you don't know how to summarize what you heard in a sentence or two. If I summarize everything that I heard in the past hour, two, three, I don't know, into one paragraph, then this is what I come out of the lesson with, and no problem to study something else. So probably this is something that you were not yet able to do.
No.
Yes, Leo.
Another question about the convention. I already asked once. I want to ask it again. How can we take advantage of the opportunity that we have in the convention? Many people, broad circles, in order to create a prayer and an even more internal prayer, an internal connection. So it won't disperse it, but it will actually bring us to something that has more power and more love more than anything.
Exactly, to organize a prayer. To organize a prayer, every lesson, we start or even end with a prayer. That is 3-5 sentences, no more. Where someone that can read nicely, who? Moshe de Leon here, or someone else, to read these sentences that you will put together in advance about what are we actually asking for, especially in light of the spirit of things that we have on the lesson now. Suppose a lesson about love covers for all crimes, so let's express it in a prayer. What are we asking for? Asking of ourselves. When I turn to myself, and also to friends, to the ten, and also to the Creator, it's called Israel, the light and the Creator are one, the point and the heart, and the ten, and the Creator, that I'm asking of, I'm not really in control of these things. I'm a beast. I have a point in my heart, so they say, great. So I turn to the ten, to society, to the Creator, please unite and take me to some place where I can be a human being. Something like that as a prayer.
On the level of the preparation of the convention to the convention, is there something that we can do to come to the convention so it'll be really tight?
Only prayer. Get used to putting together prayers. Believe me, you have no idea what power it has. Okay. Good. Everyone's calm. Anything to add, Rui? No. Okay. Song.
La 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 la